This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. As legislators in Olympia debate the latest proposals, one thing seems clear. Rural Washington could see more rules and regulations coming their way. Tom Davis, Government Relations Director at the Washington Farm Bureau, says many of the issues come from lawmakers representing folks in the city with somewhat extremist leanings.
There's more maybe progressively leaning legislators in the legislature now than there were in the past. Fewer folks that are more of the middle of the road, and those are the people who always got things done. So the more extreme positions are now, I think, feeling empowered.
Davis says if they were serious, they'd look at their own mess.
They see it as a way to improve the environment. But again, in the rural areas, we haven't damaged the environment like the folks in the urban areas have. So to put the same requirement on us at a time when really it does need to be done in Seattle, for instance, when they're releasing tens of thousands of gallons of raw sewage into Puget Sound, nobody else can get away with that.
Sadly, Davis says Washington's misery appears to have plenty of company.
So it's very frustrating to see. But, I guess the one fortunate thing is we looked at our neighbors to the south and they're doing the same nonsense. We're not all by ourselves, but they have the same political problems and challenges we do.
Tune in tomorrow for more on the growing urban-rural divide and what Davis thinks we should all be doing to fight back.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.